With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
So you're a fat boy, tell me where you're at, boy. Now you're up to bat, boy, do me like a frat, boy. You're a bad boy, make my mama sad, boy. Make my boyfriend mad, boy, you look like my dad, boy. You're the fat boy. Duh.
Still like that one.
That's a fun tune.
If this song, the regular song, the Billie Eilish song, had been around... Thank you.
That's good.
In the 80s, when I was roller skating, I would be just circling around so fast right now. Skateland USA.
Wooden floor. Got it nice.
There I go. I'll be back in a second.
Go ahead. Solo it out.
Here I am. I'm back.
We had concrete floor.
We had the, oh, man. Concrete. We had the wooden ones, dude.
With cracks.
Oh, man. Concrete is harsh.
Yeah.
You were Skateland. We were Skate Around.
Y'all had cement. You know it.
It was cement.
It was definitely cement.
You know how many times we bounced some Ry Carry on that cement?
How many?
A lot.
A bunch of times.
We can do that video.
Oh, are you bouncing the Fantasy?
Oh, yeah. Fantasy. All of them, man. Atomic Dog.
Be hard to bounce to One Fine Day or One Sweet Day.
Or, you know, Dear Mama.
You had, like, did you go to the DJ? Hold on a minute. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning at 7:08. I have to do that. Did you ever go to the DJ and make requests at the roller skating rink? Well, I did.
Not a whole lot because you don't want to aggravate them. Because he was also the owner.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you're in the concessions.
I see. I had two songs that, this will show my age here. I had two songs that I always was ready to roller skate to. One was Let's Go Crazy by Prince.
Of course. Good
and
choice.
And then the other one was Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
What?
That part when he go, I'm trying to Footloose.
Right,
I would do this. Listen to this.
Oh, man.
This is so embarrassing.
No, go for it.
You know when he goes, I'm trying to Footloose. I would do this thing where I'd go down to one knee and slide.
How cool did you feel?
You were that guy.
At the time, dude, I felt like.
You were the coolest.
Felt like everything.
It was. I mean, yeah, you felt cool. If you could see yourself now, you would die from embarrassment at how lame you look. Yeah. But at the time, you felt cool.
That's this leg that I favor now, too. I think I may have injured myself.
Did you have speed skates?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't get their own.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't
you
get
didn't rent.
I used to, but then I got some for Christmas.
What about all-night skate? You do all those?
I had the glow-in-the-dark shoelaces, too.
Oh, yeah, the fat laces with the big stopper on the toe?
Hell yes. I bought all the accessories they had for sale.
Man, I think the first time I hurt my back, like actually hurt my back, was at a skating rink. But I fell right on my ass, like right on my tailbone, and it sent this shock up my spine real bad, and it hurt like hell. Like, wait, you know, you fall down, and sure, it might not feel good, but this really, really hurt bad for a long time.
I used to be so good. Used to go every Saturday night.
You should start again.
Saturday, we went Saturday Please. Mornings. Was not allowed to go on the Friday night all night.
Please,
you didn't go
on.
All night skate?
No.
That sucked when you ran out of money after 1 hour.
Even what? Then, Mary knew the dangers of the women of Berea.
Why won't Fatboy go? Fatboy, you were good and you loved it. Why won't you do it anymore?
Because he's like me. He thinks that everybody in the world is just watching him.
Well, they are.
They're not.
If I get the old crew back together, I'd go. If it's me, Kyle Neighbors, Conrad Anderson, and a few others.
You might have to find a new crew. Those guys might be busy or something. You don't have nothing to do. You just sit at home. Come on.
You can always take up ice skating.
Your whole Saturday's free. There's not one good college football game all weekend. You're fine on Saturday. There's nothing to watch.
Dude, I'm almost 40. It would be just me going to a skating ring. That's not creepy.
I'll go with you. I'm not going to skate, but I'll go.
You know what they're going to say? That guy watches cuties, probably.
I'm almost 35 and I'll go with you. I'll go with you.
We'll all go to the skating rink.
We got to relearn how to bounce. It's going to take a while.
I'll invite some of my cool friends to go.
Oh, man.
You guys are
lucky. It's going to end up being like warriors on roller skates.
Yeah.
You had a roller skating ring in your town. I had to drive away like an hour away to go roller skating, so I didn't go very often.
I'll get Justin Ashley out there, like some long-haired rock and roll people with their hair flowing in the wind while they skate.
Oh, man.
I'll bring Blake with me.
Yeah.
My long-haired Dale Jr. looking
fan. Do it. We could probably get Jug to go. Maybe Wonder Boy would go.
Oh, God, everybody out there?
Everybody wants to go. Fat Boy, if you would go skate, all these people would love to go with you. I know they would.
Jeremy Clements would be the best because no joke here, but he's used to going in circles on four wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll rub
you. He'd be on eight then, I guess.
He'd turn it into a damn race, though.
He'd be rubbing his wheels on yours.
He would.
You can pretend it's like a birthday party.
Jug loves to go do anything. He's just like happy, wants to go do anything with people guy.
That's the thing, though. But he is. But he, I love Jeremy Clements. Where's he racing this weekend? You know,
let me look at the schedule.
He's probably
sure,
at an airport. He's the best guy in the world. He's
awesome.
So nice. And even
hug him.
It's not just like a BS line. Like he really listens.
He'll be they're racing at Bristol tonight at 7. We got time to get up there after the show.
Well, I was just saying, like, you know, if he's ever in an airport, he's listening. But he's so competitive. Mm-hmm. Like, when we went to Top Golf that day.
Yeah.
He was – I told him ahead of time, I said, dude, I haven't swung a golf club I don't know how long. And especially at that point, you know, there was some inebriation happening. Is that the way to say that?
Yeah, drunkenness.
Buzz swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so competitive about everything. Have you seen his TikTok?
No.
Oh, my God.
I haven't.
he and Courtney get on there doing the dances together, the elbow, the kick, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's so competitive.
He even gets in a competitive dance.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
I'm reading a text. Our roller skating rink closed 12 years ago. I'm like Paige. I take my kids an hour and a half away to go. How does their, I don't know where, 864 area code. I don't know anywhere in the state of South Carolina where there's not a roller skating rink with at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, they're close by. I mean, there's a bunch around. Bad boy, here's somebody who says he's 39. He still goes trying to teach his daughter how to shuffle skate. Just got some brand new speed skates for myself. He says, I ain't ashamed.
No, I think it's fun. But like I said, I mean, you either rollerblade in your neighborhood. You don't have a rink.
I would have to be thinner.
Yes. I cannot. I've tried. I cannot ice skate. I've tried.
I tried that once, yeah.
I cannot rollerblade. I have tried. I don't.
But you can get on some speed skates.
Have horrible balance in my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have stability.
But you get on some four-wheel roller skates. Both of you guys could.
If I took a fall now, my back would be it. Well, I already got scoliosis. I should be on disability.
Just don't fall.
Right.
I never used to.
Well, then you won't now. It's like riding a bike.
See, we were rollerbladers because we didn't have a rolling rink. It's
sad.
Like
this.
Yeah, but you could have roller skated on sidewalks.
No, that's lame.
Oh.
You got
I'd be out there surf style, ready to go.
Yeah.
Skate naked.
Kids don't like to do it now for the most part. But back then, there was other stuff going on.
Oh, they virtually do it now. They Zoom skate now is what they do. Hey, guys, want to Zoom skate?
There's a guy text in. He wants to drop a bunch of mushrooms and acid and go skate all night.
Oh, God.
You know, the setup was for that with all the lasers and lights. And the one place. Oh, man. The place in Taylor's. Roller Sports.
Yeah.
I've been there once, yeah.
They would have the. God, I hope they're still open. Because that was awesome. They had the music set up to the lasers and the lights. So when the drums would go fast in a song, the music would coordinate to it. It was revolutionary.
That's funny.
I too would like to do acid and go roller skate.
I wonder if the one on River Road's still open. There used to be a lot of them. But you never really ventured off. You just stayed at your home rink.
Oh, yeah. That was your home turf.
Yeah.
No one dare not come by. Boy, that is something that our generation, that may, I hate this for the roller skating rinks of America, but that's something that may, it may go away, man.
It may. I mean, that's I don't see who's doing it. And but see, Fat Boy, it's up to people like you to keep it alive, because the enthusiasm you had when you talked about it.
Yeah.
You need to bring that. You need to give that to the world instead of hiding it in your town home all the time.
Dude, if I went now and saw the stuff that we were doing back then, I would, you know, fill out a complaint card, A, and then B, you know, I would leave and, you know, disgust.
You got to quit watching the news so much. It's making you old.
I would go to Fat Boy's disco skating night. That would be fun.
I would totally go. I'm looking for stuff to do. I'd go to that.
Are there roller skating rinks that serve alcohol? I'm being serious when I say that.
They now have awful. A sip and skate. It skate around then easily.
Heck yeah.
Really?
Somebody just text that in to the CVM text line, 72341.
I assume they still got the big skate in the corner.
Dude, that's a great marketing tool right there. 13 Stripes does the hops and hymnals where you go sing church songs and drink.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That's why you get Prowling Growling and Golden Ale. That's not too much alcohol where you can't skate with.
What a selling pitch. I was about to say this, but I'm not going to say it.
Might as well.
You're going to get to a point where you say, oh, it's okay to drive. There's no alcohol in this.
Goodness.
I'm joking. 100%. 1,000% when I say that. And
people are saying that the one on River Road in Piedmont, right off exit 39, they're still there too, man.
They're still open?
Still there.
I like to check that one out.
You still go to Roller Time.
Roller Time. Man.
I want to get the one in Easley to carry our beer for real. And then we go do a big ass skate night.
Only if you wear shorts.
That's a good idea.
Don't you tempt me with a good time.
Man, if I can go back in time where I was good at skating, they'd be like, hey, I'm going to be on the radio when I grow up. I know, because I just came from the future. Can we make out?
And what if they said, yeah, we'd love to have you out. No talent fee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't care that much.
See, people on the text line are excited now because they want to go skate with Fat Boy. And why do you know you're not good at it? You haven't tried it, so you might still be good. It might be like nothing. Like, it might be better than riding a bike. Like, you get back out there and you're better than you used to be.
Riding a bike has to have the right seat for it.
It does. Preferably none.
I would say that, Matt Man, you should skate with him and be his spotter in case he falls.
You saw what happened when I tried to pick him up.
A hole in the wall that's never going to get fixed.
They put a banner over it.
Yeah, it's never going to get fixed. It's been there for blanking years now.
I think it's something that goes away. I mean, I don't have every week to donate or to give to getting good again.
Well, we can start now and get him skates.
There's probably $10 to get in now.
You can practice around intercom because no one's here and just skate around. And then when you get good, we'll throw you a roller party.
No, but concrete. We don't want to get hurt.
That's true.
We used to go Saturday night, 7 to 11. I mean, I'd probably try to be in the bed by 10 o'clock.
God bless America, man. Go down memory road, put in roller skating 1980s into Google image search, and it's just going to bring it all back. Oh, man, look at that. I never could do that. You remember the move dudes would do where they'd get down in a crouching position and extend their one leg?
Oh, yeah, I remember
straight
that.
Out.
How? I weighed 180 pounds in the fourth grade, but still.
You're talking to the fat kid, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
We usually just bounced and then raced. Oh, we'd race, man.
And there was people of all colors. There was people of all ages. There was probably a few lesbians in there, a few gay guys. It didn't matter, man, because you were
going
in the one circle of life.
Yep.
The circle of roller skating.
Uh-huh.
What was that movie? There was an 80s or 90s roller skating movie.
The only one I remember is Airborne, but it was about rollerblading.
I can't think of it.
Young Jack Black.
I'm thinking of Gleam in the Cube, but that was skateboarding.
They could drop you off, you know, give you about $20 because you got to play arcade games when you're tired of skating.
And your parents trusted that damn roller skating rink.
Yeah.
And you couldn't, I mean, rare was any of them like fully lit. They were all like dark, it was setting you up for strip clubs. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The darkness, the lasers and everything. Or not strip clubs necessarily, but nightclubs.
Mm-hmm. But didn't you have some of the same crowd? You didn't have a whole lot of new faces there?
Oh, that was fine, though.
So you pretty much knew everybody.
$5 on Super Saturday, all skate. You get a hot dog. You got a drink.
Cheese pizza.
I was the guy that allowed people to exchange the hot dog for nachos if they wanted to. That was not on the menu.
You were that guy.
Quarter lockers. Man, the cheese pizza skater on USA was good.
And there was carpet on everything.
Yeah, there was.
The benches were carpeted.
Everything was carpeted with the same oddly printed carpet. It looked like porno carpet for
some
reason.
Toilet seats were carpeted. It was something else.
Party room.
Oh, it was that's really, sanitary. Really
good. It was great. It was a good time.
You skated to the bathroom, and if there was pee on the floor, oh well.
Oh,
and when you fell, boy, you would jump your ass up as fast as you could because you thought everybody was just going to sit there and laugh at you. And meanwhile, they were not. They were also struggling to stay up, or they were just zooming past you.
Yeah, or they just weren't paying attention.
No.
God, we would not have roller derby girls without roller skating. You realize that? It's a good text.
That's what they do now.
Roller derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one there, at least.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you should go roller derby with them, Fat Bo.
Let me do that.
Put on a wig and a helmet.
I'll do that.
You
put a wig.
Be the first male roller derby.
S. I'm thinking like Ladybugs, the soccer movie with Rodney Dangerfield and Jonathan Brandis. May rest in peace.
Get out there with a wig.
Do roller derby teams have coaches? Because you could do that.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, you could do that.
I could be a jammer. What is that? A block top? Chicks from scoring?
Oh.
A jammer.
You've done that plenty.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I can smell it now. I'm reading all these texts. This guy had the Adidas speed skates. Those were badass, man. There was like
black and white ones?
There was like $300 or $400.
They look like Sambas.
Even in the 80s, yeah. All right, 1-800. We'll do some phones. Phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Man.
Somebody texted the suicide drink at the fountain where you just get all of them.
You get one of each. Hell yeah. Oh. Hell yeah. Good old days.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It just tastes like, carbonated sugar. Yeah. That's all you wanted.
Oh, my God. Boy, I love that feeling. That feeling of, Nine calls them member berries. Yeah. It just flows through your arms and your legs. Yeah. Like, that was good. I'm in way better shape now than I was then. 1-800-774-0093. Your phone calls and us talking on the radio right after
the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Happy Friday. It is good. We're going to get to some phone calls, do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's start first with P1T Cookie. T Cookie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. You?
You know what? I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for asking.
Good deal. Yeah. So roller skating, when are y'all going to have when the pandemic ends, we need to have a big roller skating party.
You know what? If the corporation doesn't handle it, we'll do it our damn selves.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's
throw
do that.
Our own.
Can we wear jams?
Yes, oh, man.
Please.
Man, I only skate in Zubas.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. That right there brings back such awful memories for me.
I bet it does.
Oh, no, man.
You know why?
Break out the jam.
Let me tell you a very embarrassing story. Jams were, of course, were they were longer short, board shorts, they called them, surf wear or whatever, but they were also popular in the skating community, which I was in, with skateboarding. And my family could not afford jams. But when I decided that, I'll use my birthday money to buy some, I went to Belk's. Guess what? They didn't make them in my size.
Oh.
Didn't go to New Generation?
So let me tell you what happened. And I, as a 44-year-old man, I have no problem saying this. I wore fake jams, and they were also women's, and they were from Hammerks. And I don't care. I don't. You quit laughing at me, Cookie.
This you bought fake jams at Hammerks?
They were women's. I don't care. Yeah. I was trying to fit in. What you know what?
Dude, I would rock the hell out of some shorts like these with the lizard and the sunglasses on them.
They were called hams, I think.
Oh, okay.
They were called jellies, actually.
And they were called Sam's Choice.
And I wore them because I just wanted to fit in. That's all it was. I just wanted to fit in. And that was the worst. Yeah, it sucks to be fat and poor. I've realized that.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Your wheels that lit up and you had to charge them.
Well, see, no, my foot wasn't extra wide or anything. I had the nice roller skates, but I did not have the wear that went along with them either. I didn't.
Gotcha.
But I mean, that's fine.
Well, hey, I'm from like the Midlands, right outside of Columbia, a little small town, Batesburg, Leesville.
Oh yeah.
But
good football team.
When I was growing up, you know, our skating rink had a concrete floor.
Jesus.
And this was late 80s, early 90s.
See, man.
But it had potholes all in the floor.
Oh.
And my skate, I hit a pothole one Friday night, you know, and face first into the concrete, broke my tooth out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, Batesburg didn't have good wood floors or nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had,
nobody
I've had a
cared
canal,
about
two different crowns. Yeah.
No one cared about kid safety then. I mean,
no
we were talking about on the After Hours podcast, the old water slide on Wade Hampton in the 80s that was made of cement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a cement water slide.
It was survival of the fittest.
Maggie Valley, all those water slides were concrete.
That's incredible.
You know, you could feel them, and you could feel them just scraping your back as you went down them.
Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah, they had the little rubber mat when you went down
there. Yes, rip it up.
I want to be a kid again.
Just think about, like, back in the day, getting on a chairlift as a little kid.
No seatbelt.
The only thing holding you in place was your mom's arm.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's it. Well, that was plenty of coverage for me. It really was.
Good time.
T. Kilkey, when you get that... When you get that Trevor Lawrence card and burn it, you send me a video, okay?
Don't you do it.
All right, I sure will.
All right, see you, brother.
Don't you lie!
He's fun. Old T. Cookie.
He's a good dude.
He didn't break his tooth from standing up too fast. He hit a pothole with a skate wheel.
Pothole.
People get hurt from standing up too fast. It's a very serious thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cracks, but, you know, you learn to avoid them.
Wow. Yeah, there's... I was reading a text. There was a old roller skating rink in downtown Greer. It was also a cement floor. Wow. No one cared about kids back then. There was adults roller skating then, too. But on cement, that's... But why am I thinking cement is way worse than falling down on a wood floor?
It is.
I imagine it would be, but it's still a hard floor.
Yeah, back then there was no such thing as wearing a helmet or knee pads.
No. They had them in the case there at Skateland USA, but nobody bought them. No one bought them. You bought the fat laces. That's what you wanted. You want fat laces.
What do you think is directly beneath the wood floor? Cement.
Yeah, but
radon.
You're using a layer of hard wood to cushion your fall onto the cement below.
Yeah. But if it's the floor is sprung, you will have like a little bit of padding and then the wood.
Here's
so it
they,
gives a little bit.
They
so
need to develop some kind of flooring that is solid, but it's also like a big air, like trampoline world.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you fall down, you'll bounce right up.
Why don't they just make it like Mario Kart, Rainbow Road? And then you can just get drunk and just go out there and just stare at the floor.
And fall off the edge?
Let's play Slam Jam wearing roller skates. That's what we need to do.
Or if it's curved like, you know, a track.
Yeah.
It's got some banking.
Somebody sent me a link. They make Air Jordan roller skates now. God bless America. They make football cleats, too. That makes no sense either. I wear my basketball football cleats.
Hey, man, when you got a brand, you make all kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, Jordan skates. How awesome that would be.
That's crazy.
Falling on them?
You know, if we had any kind of camaraderie, we would say, you know what, let's just put this together ourselves. Not necessarily an event, but just like, you know, the four of us, a plus one kind of thing. We're going to go out and do a little team building.
Yeah, you know how fat boy is.
Yeah, we just go for lunch one day. I got involved with a bunch of people.
You want to go eat lunch at the roller skating rink?
Yeah, let's get some pizza and skate.
Last time we went to lunch, we had to play blanking golf while we tried to eat.
You're going to want to skate after you eat all that food?
If we're just going to eat, let's just go somewhere that has food and nothing else to do but eat.
Fat Boy's the reason why, Paige, no food is allowed on the skating rink floor.
Exactly.
He's the guy.
I'll get out there with it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Anytime we go to lunch with Jeremy Clements, we wind up having to play golf. Or one time I was trying to eat a cheeseburger while I raced a go-kart.
Yeah.
I know. He's too active.
Yeah.
We're trying to break him in.
Yeah, the only reason we got out of the escape room is because we could smell the food on the other side of the door.
How's he so quick in his cart? Oh, it's because he doesn't overweigh it, you know, by 200 pounds.
He weighs like 110 pounds, I think. I think the tires weigh more than Jug.
He eats a lot, though. He eats like hell.
I'd like to do that. Yo, the Clements guys, take Jug, put him on a weight scale, and then put four tires on the weight scale and see who weighs more.
Yeah, you guys at the shop, you text him about this when he wakes up later.
Yeah.
Because if he's awake, he'd be texting
He would be texting him. Number 51, Jeremy Clement. Yeah, he's in Bristol this weekend. He'll sleep a little later.
Yeah, he's just got to ride up the mountain later.
Ah, thank y'all for that. That was fun. That was Memory Road. having flashbacks, all that stuff. That's good. That's good. All right, Paige, let's talk some news. What's up in the Plex?
I'm going to get into cheeseburgers next, so get ready for that.
Side of thighs.
That boy's favorite thing.
Cheeseburger. Uh-huh. Remember that guy?
Hamburger.
Oh, hamburger.
Earthquake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk about cheeseburgers and what happened with that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
9Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, earlier this week, we celebrated National Double Cheeseburger Day.
We'll celebrate it today, too.
But yeah, you know, day before yesterday or yesterday one was Apple Dumpling Day. And mm-hmm. I love apple dumplings, man.
Did you go get some?
No.
Dang it.
I didn't know. I didn't know till the day after. It was like Grandparents' Day.
Cream pie day is coming up.
Oh.
Well, today, September 18th, is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah, only in America would you celebrate Double Cheeseburger Day before you celebrate Cheeseburger Day.
Yes, yes.
So you want to...
Well, only in America would they have different days.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
What's a double cheeseburger? It's a cheeseburger.
Yeah. You should just celebrate 2 days in a row or something.
Yeah.
Well, weirdos. More meat if you want it. And that's a bigger celebration.
Who doesn't want more meat?
Bring it.
Well, there's a restaurant in Michigan. I think this is maybe the biggest one found, maybe not. They made an 1,800-pound cheeseburger that cost $10,000. So how big was it? Well, it used 10,000 pounds of raw meat, 300 pounds of cheese, tomato, onions, pickles, and lettuce. And the bun weighed 250 pounds. It took 16 hours to cook. And when it was all put together, it was almost 3 feet tall.
Damn thing couldn't
have been that good. 6 feet wide.
Let me imagine they let all the homeless of the city come in and have a bite. No?
Could have been. If they could finish
like,
it.
I've seen these before. The people make the world's largest pizza and all that stuff. Where does the food go? I'm not the biggest activist in the world, but I think wasted food's stupid. I mean, I do. I think that is the dumbest crap in the world. I know people who've had weddings before where they've had cakes where at the end of the night they have so much cake.
Just throw it out.
Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
Let people take it home.
Invite the homeless people to your wedding reception to have some food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then shoo them away.
I imagine maybe if you're going to make something that big in your restaurant, you would invite everybody who goes to your restaurant and give them free pieces of this giant burger.
This is dumb. And Nine's right. It would taste awful.
Yeah, would the meat be cooked all the way through?
The boss
would be overcooked because they would cook it too much, yeah.
It'd be hard to make that good because you never cooked anything like that ever.
Nah, it's too big. Like when I tried to eat over here, the 5-pound calzone.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Were they going to give it to you for free or did you get a cool t-shirt?
Well, I ended up getting it for free because it was an appearance, but I would have to pay like $50 for it because I didn't finish it.
Nine and I are on the Wings ETC Hall of Fame there.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it for sucking at Mario Kart?
I'm the best Mario Kart.
No, it was trying that Scott's hot sauce.
Well.
Hot wings.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about the cheese.
We may have just been drunk, wrote our names on the wall. I don't know.
One or the other.
The cheese problem.
Yes.
What do you prefer? I mean, this could be serious.
It depends.
Some people love American cheese, while others, it's got to be cheddar.
Mm-mm. Yeah, mild cheddar.
That's one thing I've you can call me hoity-toity all you want to. I don't eat regular American cheese anymore.
No, oh, yeah.
I don't.
It's not cheese, I heard.
It's cheese food.
But you know what? There is no better cheese on a burger than American cheese.
Okay.
Cheddar.
There isn't a better cheese. Nothing melts the same.
You're in your mouth. Real Get cheese. Into mine.
Well, yeah, that is true. It's true for the people that I know, especially, you know, like a cheese sandwich. It just kind of just, when you pull it apart, it's so gooey. And that's the part of it.
Yeah, your grilled cheese with cheddar doesn't exist.
No,
it has to be American.
No,
you still pescatarian, Paige? Veggies and fish?
I'm eating more turkey and chicken now.
Do you put cheese on any of the sandwiches? Like, Caitlin's a vegetarian, pescatarian,
I do eat dairy.
She eats mushrooms a lot on sandwiches and stuff.
All right.
See, portobello mushrooms are delicious.
Not the good ones.
But I did have
regulars.
I had a cauliflower pizza the other day and that's healthy, you know, the crust, right?
What is it worth, though? You might live longer, but you're eating doo-doo food.
Yeah, but what I did is I I loaded it up with cheese. So that's kind of defeating the purpose. Wow. You're getting more carbs by putting on that extra cheese. So
she just says she feels better not eating red meat. And she says she feels more vibrant.
You really do. I tried it for a month 3 years ago, and it felt great.
I tried it for a month, and I cheated three times.
I just can't do it because I had a steer named Fred. And I just can't bite down the texture.
You have a bull named Fu Manchu as well? What do you mean you had a steer named what?
Fred.
And then someone slaughtered it?
Yes.
And then you had...
I ate Fred. And then they told me... Or I'm not sure it was Fred, but... You know, they had my grandparents had a farm.
Yeah.
That's what happens on farms. You kill animals and eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a new cow named Cuties.
And mm-hmm. I was very upset about that. So.
Well, you know, the fish you eat is also a dead animal.
I know.
Yeah, but it wasn't on her farm walking around.
And I didn't pet them and feed the fish.
It was the fish from Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
So about the cheese, 2,000 Americans, 66% of these people like American cheese, whereas 65 like cheddar. Swiss on a burger came in third, 43%.
There's some other cheeses. It has to be, to melt good on a burger, it needs to be a creamy kind of cheese, like Colby Jack does good. Some pepper jacks are good for it.
Yeah.
You like a nice mozzarella? Like
no, not on a burger.
Pepper jack is good.
And you Swiss like a pretzel bun? Sometimes.
I like different kinds of buns, man. I do brioche, I do sesame seeds, pretzels sometimes.
Mine are too flat for him.
So, yeah, that's,
I ain't got no buns.
That's a Cuban sandwich. That's that press bread.
You've heard of buns of steel? Someone stole my buns, apparently. I have no ass.
Well, where was the cheeseburger allegedly invented? Pasadena, California, according to this.
Oh, Linda Vista.
1924.
So the burger was already a thing, and someone said... Put some cheese on it?
Yeah, Lionel Sternberger was the one that, at his dad's hamburger stand just outside L.A.
Lionel?
He burned one side of the burger and covered it up with cheese.
Oh.
So Lionel was very clever, but man.
It's kind of like cottage cheese, how that was invented. It was the curdled milk, and they're like,
Have you been to Rich Boy's restaurant?
No.
Throw some cheese on that bitch!
Ah, okay. I was like, you haven't? I've been to Panda House.
Man, that whole thing is weird about the, back then, I guess, did everybody just order what was on the menu? Because now we're all spoiled. We want to change this. I want this without this. I want to add this. You know, back then, did you just order it? Because nobody ever thought to order it. And, hey, I want cheese on that hamburger. I bet that would be good. Nobody ever had that thought till this guy did it, trying to hide something?
I don't know, but... If you order just a hamburger, I get red flags about you and your character.
Plain?
Yeah.
If you order just a burger, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if you say, don't judge me, I'm lactose intolerant, all right. But if you are lactose tolerant and you don't eat a cheeseburger, you just have a hamburger,
yeah.
There's a red flag that goes up with me about you.
What do you think? They're
certainly
shifty.
Not American.
Shifty.
Don't you get more red flags when people have like too customized an order? Like a really, really, really picky order. Everything's got to be just right.
No, because I do that. No, that's normal.
Yeah.
I want the Travis Scott meal, but with no barbecue sauce and no bread. Can you just put the lettuce on there as the bread, please?
Yeah, his meal don't have enough food. He don't even get the double quarter pounder. He gets the regular
quarter pounder. Come on, that would just be a half pounder family.
I dare someone to have a chili cheeseburger, and then they'll mess everything up. Because then that's,
That's something that the fast food places have never went, that I know of, is a chili cheeseburger.
Thank God.
Wendy's had a promo for one a couple years ago. It was like some kind of Carolina-themed thing with chili and slaw on it.
But their chili had beans in it.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. Yikes. I never had one to see what if it was different chili. I imagine it didn't have beans on it.
That's not a good plan.
You never had the Greek lady burger that's got a wig and a mustache?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're
Christmas.
Terrible.
Come on.
Making friends. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. This is where Fat Boy just goes into relax mode right now.
Yep.
This is where he does it. That's right.
Yeah, it's downhill picture.
All right. Goodness. Here's the phone number. 864-241-4318. It is Friday. It is time to enjoy yourself, tell some things that have put you in a bad mood to F off. The FOF line. 864-241-4318. We're going to play him right after this.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The planet
rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.